In this episode, I share the importance of having your clients buy at least 8 treatments in advance with absolutely no discounts. Expect to learn why charging more and having your clients commit to the process is not only better for you, but crucial to their treatment success. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution podcast, where we teach overworked massage therapists a better treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. If you're new to the show, you don't know who I am. My name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert, specifically for neck, shoulder, elbow, and wrist pain. My focus is on finding and fixing scar tissue and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Let's get right into it. How to sell treatment packages without giving any discounts. First thing I want to address here is this idea of money mindset. You know, in society, we have this poor mindset around money. We think money is the root of all evil. We've been told that. It's not. That's actually a misquote from the Bible or wherever it came from. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is very important. It helps buy you freedom. It helps buy you flexibility in your life, buys you comfort, everything like that. And all money is, in the simplest way, shape, or form, is just an exchange of energy. And a lot of times, as providers, I did this myself when I first got out in practice. I didn't believe fully in what I was doing yet. I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the conviction. I didn't have the true belief that I could truly solve a problem. So I spent a lot of time charging way less because I didn't feel like the price reflected that. Now, a lot of times when people charge a lower price, what it does is it just helps you kind of have a cop-out or an excuse for not being where you are. But then you turn around and we say things like, well, I want it to be affordable for everyone. I want people to be able to afford my care and just be access to everyone. You know, when I talk to so many providers out there that are barely fucking getting by, you know, they're having to work all these crazy hours. A lot of people have second jobs. This should be your life. This should be your livelihood. This should be your career. And if you're providing amazing results and an amazing treatment, you should charge accordingly and have a really good life and have that money come in. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it's just a basic exchange of energy for doing something good. I've talked about this a lot before, but I want to touch on it again. First off, why discounts are really bad for your clients. You know, people that pay less for things, they don't value it as much, you know? So if it's cheap, they're not going to take it as serious. They're not going to listen to you in between. They're not going to be totally invested in the process. I've shared this before, you know, back in the day in my clinic, we just decided to like 10X our prices and see what happens. You know, we went from charging like $75 for treatment to charging $5,000 for a full package, you know, where the average visit came out to like $250 a visit. And what we ended up seeing was those clients were actually a lot better. They were more invested in their care. They stuck to the process. They came in for their appointments. They did what we told them to do in between, and they really followed the entire process and they got a lot better. You know, a lot of times when the people were paying less, they always wanted more. They always were looking for an angle. They wanted a discount. They wanted to do something like that. When the clients aren't paying full price, they do not take it seriously and they don't value the care. It's even worse for you as the provider because when you're charging less, deep-rooted in your self-conscious, it tells you you're not as worthy as you should be. I mean, I'm a little bit into the woo-woo stuff and mindset and things like that, but it really just puts out to the universe that you don't value what you're doing, and then it messes with you on so many levels. So yeah, the discounts are bad enough for the client because they don't take it seriously, but it also just fucks with you on an emotional level and keeps you grounded in that scarcity mindset of not being able to get the life and the abundance that you really want. This isn't woo-woo Tony Robbins shit. It's just real life stuff. Like if you have an amazing product, you're amazing at what you do, you need to charge more and you need to show up because it's not in congruence with what you're putting out to the world and into the universe. And it messes with you and it keeps you stuck and it keeps you stagnated. Now, I am a big believer in getting a commitment from the client. You know, I learned this from the personal trainer model. you know, you go to a personal trainer and you say you want to work out and you want to lose weight. They're like, okay, we don't just do like a visit by visit. They make you commit. They make them buy 20, 30 sessions up front. What that does is it buys commitment from the client and allows them to understand that it's going to be a process. It's not going to be this magic overnight fix. They understand that. Why can't it be the same shit in treatment and what we do? It has to be the same exact thing. And when they're committed to the process, they're going to see it through. They're going to listen to you about what to do in between visits, not do stupid shit, not destroy their bodies. They're going to really be there. They're not just coming in for a one-off visit, hoping that you're going to do a miracle that can't happen. And it's going to fuck with everybody. When you get them to commit, it helps everyone in the entire process. It also helps you deliver better results. You know, so many providers I talk to, they don't understand the idea of treatment dosage. So when I say this, they usually think that treatment can really only go one of two ways. One is you can treat that person and they can feel a heck of a lot better. The other one is you can treat them and nothing changes and it's good to go. But the problem is if you do too much treatment, you do these long drawn out sessions, hour and a half, 2 hours, you're doing every modality possible. You're cupping, you're stretching. You're doing muscle scraping, you're doing deep tissue massage, you're doing corrective exercises. It's too much dosage and the tissue can't actually heal and it actually makes that problem worse. I always give the definition of a medication. You can give enough to be effective, but you can actually do too much and overdo it. It also puts a lot of pressure on you when you're doing these one-off visits of trying to hit a home run with your client every single time and you're just creating way too much dosage and they're not actually being able to heal in the right environment. You do too much, you flare them up, they don't come back. What I teach in my system is we teach more of a shorter, more focused type of treatment, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. And what we should see is about an 8 to 10% improvement per treatment. We stack that up over 5, 6, 7 visits. We're 50, 60% better. It's a safer dose for the client. It's less wear and tear on your body. And it just allows the treatment to hold and be more effective so you can get better results every single time without having to spend two and a half hours beating the living hell out of that person, hoping that you get some results. But most of the time, you're just beating that tissue up too much and you're getting a lot of diminished gain. So how do I go about doing this? You know, it didn't just happen overnight. You know, I read a lot of books on influence and sales and communication. You know, a lot of people, when they hear sales, are like, oh, I feel dirty doing sales and being pushy. It's like, fuck that. Change your mindset around that idea. If you have an amazing product that can truly save someone's lives, and that's what I believe with soft tissue work, you know, because if we don't get this care to people, we don't help them, we don't get their problem solved before it gets worse, they're going down a real bad path of pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which really fuck people's lives up, and we know how that goes. So if we can get them early when the injury first starts, get quality soft tissue work, we can prevent a bigger problem down the road. So you know what? You got to sell your ass off, but that's okay because you have a truly amazing product. You're not trying to rip them off or, you know, sell them some bullshit they don't need. You're actually helping them. So how do I actually do it? We start with a qualifying process. So one thing that I do, talk about this a lot on the podcast, but I want to share it again, is I only work with a certain group of people. And those people have to have a neck, shoulder, elbow, or wrist problem. That makes me a specialist in what I do. It gives me more credibility across the board, and I'm looked at as different than just a general person. I always say a specialist gets paid 10 times more than a generalist. Next thing is they have to been dealing with that problem for at least 6 months. You know, a lot of times when people first get injured, they don't really know, they're not going to appreciate what you do. I want them to be dealing with that problem for at least 6 months because they have a high pain level. They've been sitting with it for a while. They've contemplated it and they're ready to spend, they're ready to commit. And then the last one is they've had to try and fail care with at least two other providers, maybe another massage therapist, maybe a physical therapist, chiropractor, physical therapist, orthopedic doctor. That shows me that they're taking action in what they're doing and they're trying to find a resolution. Because if I'm the first person that they see and I fix their problem, they're not going to really appreciate it because they don't have context about what's going on in other people that they've seen. They've had to go through some shit before they come to me. They're going to appreciate that more. And when I do charge a higher premium price, it is reflected because I am presenting myself as an expert and as a specialist. Then we do a very detailed consultation where we go through a thorough history. I talk about this all the time. There's 12 questions that we need to ask. We form a hypothesis about what's going on and figuring out the problem because you sure as hell can't fix problem if you don't know what it is in the first place. Then based off of that consultation, we do a full functional evaluation where we look at range of motion, quality of the muscles and tissues, overall functioning, and even get an idea of how the tissue is looking on an inflammation level. We have baseline testing in measurements, in pictures, in videos to show the client real data about what's going on. Then we do a detailed report of findings. What is a report of findings? It's where we sit down with the client after we're done. We show them exactly what we found during the evaluation. We let them know how we're going to go about treating it, what it's going to take to treat it, what we want to do to see them for a scheduling type of thing, and let them understand that it is a process. And then when we go through all that, we start to handle what's called objections. So objections are just really a smokescreen for the client telling you that they don't trust you, they don't trust the product, or they don't trust the business. And a lot of times they have what's called a very high action threshold where they're not willing to take action on a problem because they haven't dealt with it for long enough. And then the last criteria is the pain level. Maybe their pain isn't high enough. That's where all that qualifying process comes back in. When they've seen people, that's action. When they've been dealing with it for a while, that's pain. And they have those type of issues. We don't have to have as many of those objections. So the only objections you really ever get at the end of the day is time, money, and I'm not the decision maker. And all that is them telling you that they don't trust you, that you can fix the problem, but they don't want to come right out and say that. So they say it really nice, like, let me think about it, or let me talk to my wife, or let me talk to my husband, or they say, oh, that's really expensive, I'm on a budget, blah, 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 all that stuff. But the problem is you didn't work with the right client. You didn't qualify them correctly. And if you don't do that, you're going to have these problems across the board. So the key here, like I said, is getting the right type of client, following a process, following a system, and getting them to the close of the sale to commit to getting their problem fixed. So in closing here, stop looking for a new magic technique or treatment. You know, they're all out there. You can take every course you want. Everyone on Instagram talks about how great their treatments and their techniques are, whatever. Instead, look for a system that teaches you everything from getting a new client, figuring out the problem, delivering results-driven treatment, and then ethically selling them higher than anyone else around you. That's what we teach in our training programs. And if you're interested in that, just reach out and have a conversation to see what we can do to help transform your practice. And as I close every podcast, go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your quality treatment so they can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse. Appreciate you guys listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.